Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going way back to prehistoric times, and I think this might just make you look at road construction a little differently. We're talking about Kirkdale Cave, this place in North Yorkshire, England. You know, on the surface, it's just your typical woodland clearing, nothing too special.
Sounds peaceful.
Right. But under all that, it's a whole different story. A portal to a time long before humans even showed up. Picture this. It's 1821. And you've got these quarry workers just doing their jobs, digging up stones, probably thinking about lunch.
Tough work.
Absolutely. Backbreaking stuff. They had no clue they were about to unearth something incredible.
So what happened? Did they strike gold?
Well, not gold, but just as valuable to history, I'd say. They stumbled right onto a cave entrance, hidden in plain sight all that time, and it was full of ancient bones. They had unknowingly been paving the roads with them.
Wow. That's an entrance you wouldn't want to miss. Talk about an accidental discovery. But who figured out these weren't just any old bones?
You've got to hand it to the local vicar. He was the one who noticed that the road gravel looked suspiciously debony.
Could I? And what happened then?
Word got out, and eventually these unusual bones caught the attention of a bit of a scientific rock star at the time, Professor William Buckland.
Professor Buckland. Now, he was a big deal, wasn't he? A real trailblazer in geology. I can imagine why his ears perked up at the mention of ancient bones.
He was professor of mineralogy and geology at Oxford University. And his expertise was crucial because, you see, back then, folks often thought fossils were leftovers from the biblical flood, you know, Noah's Ark and all that.
Right, right. It was a time when our understanding of the Earth's history was still developing. So, Buckland arrives at Kirkdale Cave. What does he find?
Well, he jumps right into the thick of it, examines everything super carefully. The man was meticulous. And what does he find? A cave absolutely packed with bones.
Packed with bones. Sounds spooky. What kind of bones are we talking about here?
The cave was full of bones from an extinct hyena species, bigger than any hyena you'd see today. But here's the real kicker. They weren't alone. There were other remains scattered amongst the hyena bones.
Other remains? Okay, now you've got me hooked. What other creatures were sharing this cave with those prehistoric hyenas?
Get this. Elephants, rhinoceros, a hippopotamus. They even found traces of a giant bear. Not your typical English countryside residence, right?
Hold on. Elephants and rhinos in England? That's definitely not on my UK wildlife bingo card. How did those get there?
Right. It's like a prehistoric puzzle. And these weren't just random bones that somehow ended up together.
Yeah.
Buckland noticed a lot of them had these very specific marks on them.
Marks? What kind of marks?
Gnaw marks, like something had been chewing on them. Pretty clear evidence that points to hyena activity.
So the hyenas were having themselves quite a feast. But how can we be sure these weren't just bones that washed in during a flood or something? I mean, elephants and hippos, those are some hefty animals to be swept into a cave.
That's a great question. And the answer lies in the entrance of the cave itself. See, Kirkdale Cave's entrance is tiny, barely a meter high.
A meter high? No way a fully grown elephant could squeeze through that.
Exactly. It would have been physically impossible for those massive creatures to get in there, especially during a flood.
Okay, so no flood. But if it wasn't a watery graveyard, what was Kirkdale Cave?
This is where Buckland's genius comes in. He puts all these clues together, the bones, the gnaw marks, the size of the cave entrance, and he comes to this revolutionary conclusion. Kirkdale Cave wasn't just a random jumble of bones. It was a prehistoric hyena den.
A hyena den? Like a prehistoric takeout spot for these ancient scavengers. I love it.
Exactly. This wasn't just a home. It was their own personal prehistoric buffet.
Oh, it gets even better. We're talking mammoths, woolly rhinoceroses, reindeer, even saber-toothed tigers.
Saber-toothed tigers in Yorkshire. Okay, now that's a mental image. I can practically see these guys stalking reindeer through some snowy forest. But wait, wasn't this period warmer than even today?
Exactly. It's kind of hard to wrap your head around, right? The calcite in the cave dates back to the Ipswichian interglacial period, about 121,000 years ago, which was considerably warmer than present-day England. We're talking about a time when hippos were hanging out in Yorkshire.
Hold on, back up a bit. How do they figure out when something happened just from dot cave calcite?
Ah, that's the cool part. It's all about geological dating. This calcite, it forms in layers, see? Kind of like tree rings. And these layers trap minerals, and those minerals, well, they decay at a specific rate. So scientists can look at these layers, analyze the minerals, and boom, they can tell you pretty accurately how old that calcite is.
So it's like the cave itself is this giant time capsule. And those warmth-loving creatures, they tell us a lot about the climate back then, don't they?
Absolutely. The Ipswichan Interglacial was a time of significant warmth. It's a gold mine for climate scientists because it gives them a glimpse into what a warmer future might hold.
So not only are we uncovering a prehistoric mystery, but we're also getting clues about our planet's climate history. Pretty amazing how these discoveries can have such wide-reaching implications, isn't it? But let's swing back to Buckland and his hyena den. He wasn't just satisfied with identifying bones. He took it a step further, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely. He was a true storyteller at heart. Buckland used those bones, those gnaw marks, to create a vivid picture of this prehistoric ecosystem. He even described how these hyenas would head down to a nearby lake for a little snack when they weren't feasting on bigger prey.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. What was on the menu for a hyena's lakeside dining experience?
Water rats.
Water rats. Sounds like my kind of scientist, combining serious research with a bit of quirky detail.
Mm-hmm.
But what was it about Buckland's work at Kirkdale Cave that made it so groundbreaking? It wasn't just that he found a bunch of bones, right?
Right. It was his meticulous methodology. This guy, he analyzed everything. Every single bone, every tiny fragment, meticulously piecing together this puzzle of the past. He wasn't content with just saying, hey, look, hyena bones. He dug deeper, comparing them to modern hyenas, researching their behaviors, even, as we mentioned, examining fossilized dung. His work really helped to establish a new standard for scientific rigor in geology.
So Kirkdale Cave wasn't just this treasure chest of prehistoric bones. It was a catalyst, pushing paleontology and geology toward a more rigorous, evidence-based approach.
Exactly. And it wasn't just scientists who were captivated. The public was enthralled, too. The discoveries at Kirkdale sparked a wave of scientific curiosity within the community. You know, the Yorkshire Philosophical Society. That was actually founded as a direct result of the interest generated by Kirkdale.
Wow, that's incredible. A whole society dedicated to knowledge inspired by these ancient bones. And get this, you can actually see some of these fossils at the Scarborough Rotunda Museum. It's like taking a step back in time, coming face to face with these pieces of prehistory.
It really highlights the power of these discoveries. And Buckland's thirst for knowledge, it didn't end there. He went on to make even more groundbreaking discoveries, like identifying the footprints of a megalosaurus.
Wait, hold on. Megalosaurus footprints? That's like stepping right into Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what it must have felt like to be the first person to see those, to realize what they meant.
He also did some really interesting work at the Windy Pits, uncovering details about Bronze Age life in Rydale. The man was a true pioneer, always pushing the boundaries of what we knew about the past.
A true Indiana Jones of geology. But let's return to Kirkdale Cave for a moment. We've talked about the hyenas, the elephants, the saber-toothed tigers, but there's one species noticeably absent from this prehistoric party.
You're right. And that missing species is dot humans.
So we've got this incredible prehistoric party going on in Kirkdale Cave, but no humans on the guest list.
Yeah.
Makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah, those early humans wouldn't show up in Britain until much later. After the last ice age really shook things up, around 10,000 years ago, our Kirkdale hyenas were long gone by then.
Gone, but obviously not forgotten. But I do wonder, did those later humans, the ones who did eventually settle in the area, ever stumble across the cave? Do they have any clue about the prehistoric treasures hidden inside?
It's a fascinating thought, isn't it? Can you imagine being one of those early humans walking into this cave, maybe looking for shelter or something, and stumbling upon all those bones? Would they even recognize them as belonging to animals?
Right. It would be like finding relics from an alien world. Did they find any, I don't know, cave paintings or tools, anything to suggest humans had been there?
Well, the excavations at Kirkdale didn't turn up any evidence of humans actually living in the cave. But they did find something interesting nearby. Worked flint tools, dating back thousands of years.
Okay, so no cave paintings, but tools.
Yeah.
That still suggests humans were at least aware of the cave.
Exactly. And that opens up a whole new line of questions. Caves often held a special significance for ancient cultures.
Right. Sacred spaces, rituals, that kind of thing.
Precisely. So it's possible that Kirkdale Cave, even though they didn't live in it, might have been seen as a place of spiritual importance to those early humans. Imagine that. This place, packed with the remains of creatures from a lost world, taking on a whole new meaning.
Talk about a shift in perspective. We went from road gravel to a hyena buffet to maybe even a prehistoric shrine. This whole deep dive has been like piecing together a puzzle, wouldn't you say?
It really is. And that's what I love about archaeology and paleontology. It's all about connecting the dots, interpreting the clues, and refining our understanding of the past.
We started with a seemingly ordinary pile of rocks And look where we ended up, face to face with a world both strangely familiar and completely different from our own. Hyenas, elephants, saber-toothed tigers. We even caught a glimpse of a warmer world, long before humans even entered the picture.
And the best part. There are still so many questions to answer, still so much we don't know about Kirkdale Cave. Who knows what future discoveries might reveal?
Maybe a future deep dive will unearth even more secrets about this incredible place. For now, I'd say we've done some pretty impressive exploring.
We certainly have. It reminds us that the Earth is full of secrets, just waiting to be uncovered. All you have to do is be curious enough to look for them.
And who knows? Maybe you'll be the one to make the next big discovery. If this deep dive has sparked your curiosity, I encourage you to check out the Scarborough Rotunda Museum. You can see the actual fossils from Kirkdale Cave that sparked this whole incredible journey of scientific discovery.
Or, next time you find yourself near Kirkdale, take a walk out to that unassuming clearing, close your eyes, and imagine a world ruled by hyenas and mammoth.
Yeah.
A world long gone, but still whispering its secrets to those who know how to listen.
Until next time, keep exploring, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.